My name is Jeff. I am 17 years old. Today is November 27, 2017, and I am speaking with Jeffrey, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Saipan, Northern Mariana Islands. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I'm an ordinary child like the rest of the children in our community. We are physically involved in playing almost daily in the street where I grew up with my neighbors. Life during that days has no computer, no internet, no gadget or everything. So, because physically we are pit. That's all. That's what I remember as in my childhood.
Did you believe that growing up back then was difficult?
No. I think it's better then than now. We're happy we have no problem during that time. And probably most of the kids in our time are happier than now.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
When my father was hospitalized, that was when I was 11 years old, and then I was told later by my mom when he died that he had a lung cancer. So we lost him. That is the most difficult moment in my life that I remember.
And how did this difficult moment influence your life? Same
question. Yeah, it really influenced my life. It gives me lesson that I'm not going to do whatever my dad caused him to die. Because of the cancer. So all of us knows what cancer causes to any people. So we have to avoid that. I have to avoid that.
Can you tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up?
I have no long-term involvement with anyone else or any of my teacher or relative adult because I lost my dad at 11 and my mom left us to work in the foreign land when I was 14 years of age. So myself is the biggest impact in my life where I am now.
Did you have anyone who was dependent on you while you were growing up?
Yes, some of my sisters and brothers, I helped them, having a job when they were young, and then until they have their own family, and we are in their family right now, but when they are young, I help them.
Can you tell me one of the most happiest memories you had?
My happiest moments are when each of three of you came in this world. That is my happiest moment.
Can you please explain?
Three of you means three of my kids. When you came in this world. So that's a gift for me.
And how do you feel about your three kids?
Well, I feel that I'm complete. Complete, that's all.
So going back to your siblings, what impact have you made on their lives?
Well, I helped the kids, some of the kids. I support their education, and some of them are finished with my support. The rest of course, by their parents, but most of the oldest, kids, children's, will be supported by me when they were in their school.
So, can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Love your work whenever, and family is the most important thing in my life that I've learned from them. When some lost them, I think I cannot take that if it happens to my own life. So I think those are the lessons that I'm still learning until now. So need have, you know, to have your family taken care of and never leave them.
And do you have any regrets growing up?
I don't have any regrets because I believe I don't make any mistakes in my life, so I don't have any regrets.
And what are you most grateful for?
Most grateful for that I finished my study and never follow what I young and lack of guidance from adult like me. So I just probably guide my own self to where I am now.
You mentioned how you lack guidance from adults growing up. Do you believe kids should learn to grow up by themselves without a much guidance, or should kids have more guidance growing up?
I don't know, because me myself experience with lack of guidance at all, and some kids they have their own parents guiding them well, but they went to a different path. So I think the most important here is yourself. You say you have to believe yourself, you have to be disciplined, because you will be the one, and you are the one that caring yourself, and you will be the one to benefit whatever you're doing to yourselves, nothing else. So it should be yourself. That's, I think, I can tell.
Thank you so much.